aldım orayı. Ne yapayım ya kalkmayı? Ben alalım ben bir sikirayı sikir bari. Nakı bir nakı alırsın bu onu sikir var. Engine people don't realize how devoutly costly it is. Costly, I feel a bit tired that they try to do a good with what's right, try to do less than a statement. Well, this thing I think that whatever your physical give, tackle the rabbit, but it's not that people don't realize. No matter how they desire that the diamond base, the shelter in Santa Mesa, you know, that the Canadian tragedy was one of the Assyrian, one of the Assyrian masters. Was killed, we say, we said it in Kennedy Fishabah. They tell the Gemara that Abeleza ben Elbaz ben Pratia and Chanita ben Tradion once met. Abeleza ben Pratia told Chanita ben Tradion, Ashrecha shenitfasa adava echod. You, Chanita ben Tradion, you're going to jail. You did one affair against the government, against the Gaishi government. But me, I have five things I did wrong. When I explained five different averus, I mean, basically words, that he did against the government, and he's caught in jail for that. So Chanina ben Tradion told him, no, you're making a mistake. Ashrecha, you're lucky. Because you and Nitvasta al Chamesh Dvarim, Taka, Oba Vata Nitzah. With all your five things that you did wrong against the government, you're going to get saved, that's what I say. Over me, Chanina ben Tradion said, that I was nitvah and davar echad, only one bad thing I did wrong, but the ain't nitvah. From all, only one thing I did wrong, but I'm going to get killed. So he said, why? Sha'at asafte b'toyer of milas chasadim. You are Isaac in Toyer and milas chasadim. So therefore, even though you did five things wrong, I tell the Talchim. Over me, I did one thing wrong in a chanami. Over the meister, the chavas pharisees. And if you look at him, why it's me like a human. Now, if they say about me, let's say, I didn't do chesed, right? Getting a good first thing, like a picture, let's say, I'm sitting on the lawn, right, in a big lounge chair in the sun, reading the paper. Somebody asked me, hey, Lalo, let's go to the nursing home, let's go to the hospital, let's go to the make a seductive campaign. And I'll tell him, listen, I'm making help, I'm having a good time. That's a statement in England that there's a time of not doing chesed. Our Chanina ben Tradion, they didn't waste a second of Torah's lesson. I mean, they say after going, that he made a chesed seif yomah, and it came to a few seconds, some say a few minutes, from the ganze lesson that the going said he had bittul Torah. That was the gun. That was an achim. When they asked Rav Chaim Volozhin, the going's Gersa Talmud, how was his Rebbe, the going, was like Ramban? Chas v'shalom. If the Goyim didn't come close to Abishus, and how about the Marayim? How about the Helvig HaTanayim? So he was talking about the Enelus HaTanayim, Achilim and Tragen. I mean, it's possible that the Karayis, the Emelgir and Nishkin Bethel Torah. So how could you have a Taina that there was no Chesed? We know Klar is Halacha, the Talmud Torah can get Kulam, but you can't stop learning to do a Chesed. Kol chafetzecha b'yishuva, tamatayri is al kulam. So what kind of taina do you have if you didn't do chesed? Maybe Pasha didn't have a time to run to nursing homes, to come to hospitals, the other doctor. I could look in a chesed. Mehecha teisa is dafka taina. Mehecha teisa that there could have been a kolega a chesed. The selva kasha have an umar and shana. Umar and shana speaks about Abai and Rava. And the Gemara says both of them came from Beis Eli, the house from the Inukoch of Eli Akhoyim. And they had a claw, they won't live long. But the Gemara, Abaya lived 60 years, and Rabba lived 40 years. So the Gemara, why? The Gemara, Abaya the Asik, the Torah, the Melech Chassadim, he had Torah and Chassad, he lived 60 years. But Rabba only had Torah, only lived 40 years. But it's Elva Kasha. Mehecha Teisir, as in the Gelegen Haidah Chassad. If somebody learns Kol Yomav and he's not Mavatul Torah, there's no Tzvi on Chesed. There's no Tzvi of Bittul Chesed if there's no Galega, there's no Chiyah Chesed. So what kind of Tzvi could it be? Who told you as a Hechur that Chesed is Shaykh on Bittul Torah? I think that Mr. Gvaldi is saying that Bafandafkut can The Gemara now by Gezara that they says, Gemara to tell the Maisa of Takadisha Chamina Ben Pradyan. And they took him out to kill him, and they wanted to torture him Gefarlach. So after Gemara, the Goyim, they took him, but they wrapped him around, okay, to Torah, and they put in cotton, they put in semer, in wool, and they made Ganchatach Bulas to make him suffer, the fire should, and they wanted to burn him. But not something to burn him, they wanted to burn long hours and hours, to mutter him, to give him a Gefarlach Oynish. So the Gemara itself, that the executioner that was there, he said, Rebbe, he was a great Hashtetzer, he said, Rebbe, if I'm going to go help, if my Nimarban shall have it, if I'll put in more fire, and I'll take out those Svugin that's making you suffer so much, can you promise me a Chedek Olam Habba? So Rebbe Matan said, yes. And the Gemara itself, and therefore he died quicker. And the Maisa afterwards, the Gemara said, Yotze Basko, a Basko came out, the Umra, the Chanina ben Trajan, the Kalsan Fumiri, the Chanina ben Trajan, and this executioner, then it was the Gemara of Chayom Habo. He tells the Gemara Vaita, that Rebbe, who does not here, Rebbe Nakadish, was got it there. So the Gemara says, Bacha Rebbe, Rebbe has prevent, Va'omla Yesh Kana Alami Bashar. Look at this, Hamad Namaita. Azai Rasha, and it's a manut. He was like, I don't have a... At the back door of Gizot Azai. At the back door of Gizot, there's a man who has a man who has a man. It's Allah in the Kasha. Why was Rebbe crying? Rebbe couldn't forgive that this Rasha should have a man who has a man. You know, you give a kid a candy. So the other kid starts to cry, because he also wants, it's not going to be enough. Rebbe was scared, there's not enough a man who has a man for two of them. Let's take a vein, Bacha Rebbe. What was he doing? He's afraid there wouldn't be enough for him too? What's the Bechiah? What was Rebbe telling us in this Indian? I think the Shatim Zayn is Zayn Zayn Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim, the Yidua, the Yis Yomov, and Kedash Nasrach, and he said that everything that happens in the world happens for Tiyala Fahim. Kol Pal Hashem Umaneyev. Everything happens with a limud, with a mutahasko, and the Chavchaim Kedash Nasach said, why is there a telescope? And Ayim and Ayah Zach and telescope. He said, because people have a shvachter in the moon. They don't believe the Bnei Shalom Zeth. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made a telescope that you could see from standing over here, you could see an egg belt. That's the chizik of Ayin Raya. And why is it, he said about the different Zachim, why is there radio? That the radio to teach you, that Ayim and Sayyid Shayma, and a tape recorder, the other different Limudim, a chizik in Amunah. And let's just, if I could add to this Zvar Kotshoi, there's a Naya Zach, which I think is the Gevaldig Limud, Chayidim. The Zach that became very popular in the world, that's the Mezhanu Zach, of the today it's Gevon, the ganze Welt rests in them. That then, if you think about it, it has a very important, and a very posh to Musa Haskell. That's the Indian of Ladavi. Yes, the ganze Welt come up with a massive Meshuggah and a lot of years, you can win this amount of billion and this amount of million. But the Emmet is not just the Zach that's in lottery. The Emmet is Buddha Gates and Buddha States. You'll see about lottery. You get a Zachal out of Yeshiva, you get $10, you win a trip to Eretz Yisrael. You get $5, you win a Zulfa Manoyah. $3, you get 10 Esregen. $2, you get the Vakes. Everything they're giving, everything is lottery. You buy a Pashta bottle of soda, right? It's open the cap, you go in $10,000. Through the gates, you're having a reminder of this union of lottery. What's the call for Hashem Aneyu? What's the limit that we, once again, that the ganze Welt was never for us? What's the limit in this revelation? I think this is Pashit the limit of a Zeya Zeya Vichtiga limit in this. This is teaching us, Abai says, what a mitzvah is. Here you have a person that gives a dollar, and so with them, maybe he'll win a $1 million or $10 million, whatever it is. And that's the essence of the mitzvah is. A person that sits in a mussel, give a pashta mussel. A person sits and learns. And learns the Sama. And I guess the Chatrachtamo, you know, if I don't learn Basha Zayin, if I do learn Basha Zayin, like who cares, the Ahin Her. But the Chazal tell us, Yafa Koyazurach Shal Olam Haba, Mikol Chai Olam Hazeh. This Chai Olam Haba, is better than Kol Chayim Azra. Zok Rav Dessler, I thought it was over there for Chassel in one of his letters, right, to Tetzah. Chazal, every word in the Mishnah is Halik. What is Koyas Ruach Yom Haba mean, and what is Kol Chayim Azra? Zok Rav Chayim Azra means Azra. Take the rest of Hanoah you had in your whole life, and make believe that Hanoah will go for your whole life. And then take your father and your mother and all your craving and all the Lahabla Goyim and the Arabs and the Puerto Ricans and the Gansavel and put it all together. Right? That's just today. And go back last door and one door sick and 10 door sick, door sick. Take all the Hanoahs that every person, since Seif may have races, in every Ekvel, and put it all together. So that's Chaya Olam Hazeh. And what's Koyas Ruach Olam Haba? Doesn't say Olam Haba. Koyas Ruach is a smell, a whiff. It's a little, it's a brekla smell. That's the Mishnah saying that the Koyas Ruach, a little of the smell Olam Haba, is more than Kol Chaya Olam Hazeh from our Levin, from our Menschen, Goyim, Mohavel, Yidin, from our Doris, Beis Adam Harishim. That's what a mitzvah is. And Manut Lenin is Kol Chavetzach Ali Yeshuva. All the mitzvah are worth one word of Lima Torah. And a person, if you think about this, can have a great tzaddik person. You become a great tzaddik. Now, more than forget, you forget what a mitzvah means, you forget what the chshivas of a mitzvah means. And when he is dicey, that's why the Baruch Hu made it so popular today. Maybe to remind us, to give us a constant reminder. Cook out of sugar in the well. A person will spend a dollar, and maybe he's going to win up the grace of somebody else. But the cook the house in it to create to cook out of maze. And yet, do us a galeganite of the Olam HaMaisa, with a klenikite, he's doing the Zag Grace of Matthias, to a mitzvah, to a mitzvah from Libra Tayyar. But the Zan is not Tifa. Somebody told me, I didn't make the judgment, that in the lottery, it's one out of a billion chance that you're going to win. I don't know if somebody told me. And for that, if people spend thousands of dollars, epsha, tumma, they're going to win. But by mitzvah, nitzazim. By a mitzvah, everybody wins the grand prize. Everybody has the greatest char of yafa koyas ruach to olam haba. And maybe this is to remind us constantly, havi mechashi, char mitzvah k'neged afsisha. To remember a little bit what a char mitzvah is. And that's Beshem in Torah. And then it's, I don't have time to mark on this thing, I want to go to this thing. About Rosh Alein in Torah, amazing Yavan, to think, what's the Galegonai Kadeh of their belt? The Chaparayim, Nacha Mitzvah. Nacha Bar Torah. And that's the Gavaldig Yavan Kaya Zura, that a person should be Zayfa to. But I want to go to this thing, but I think this should be enough to give a Sikkel of Chizik of what it means, Limra Torah. The Pasuk says, Hamavas Rachayim B'yah HaLashim. So Pasuk Yilerim Shad, what does it mean? That through the person's diva, the person's tongue, he could be Zayich HaSayit to Mavas, he doesn't have Eira, he says Lashon Hara, then Chav Tishalom, leave Mavas, and as Nit Chayim, he's Zayich HaTechayim. I think this is them to see through the hair. Them to Pasuk Yilerim Shad, Pasuk Yilerim Shad, Pasuk Yilerim Shad, a king was once going through a field, and this amal he sees something that got him very, 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 very nervous. And he tells his gangster, "Amal Yeshalay, we have to stop. I want to check out, but I see over there something which is definitely in order." So he went close to a farm, and they saw that the buster farm who was growing, it was a scarecrow. And the king says, "I have to check out that scarecrow. That's what bothers me there." The king goes over, and Mamish is dancing white, he's dancing pale. And he's just expecting trouble, and he goes over, and he scratches a little bit off from that scarecrow. The servants are watching, and he puts up the scarecrow, and the king mama starts to cry. And the king goes, "Please, just as fast as you can, I must speak to the Baba Bas in this fellow." And the Baba Bas comes out. He never had to cover the Gansa Rebbe. The king, the Chvoydei Va'atzmo, he's talking to him, he's a Poya, a Kosh, a Poya. King and the employee comes running out, and the king said, "Can you ask him? Tell me, where did you get this scarecrow? Where did it come from?" The king is talking to him. And he says, you know, I'll tell you, king, I wouldn't tell anybody else the secret, but you're the king, I'll have to tell you the secret. My Zayda was a gewaldig chacham. He had a farm and he had some back that he too raised. Who's gewaldig? The king, you know, when you have to have a field, you have to have a scarecrow to scare away the animals, right? But what do? You put up a scarecrow from different things, you stuff up at the garden, you put in hay, but every so often the rain comes, and if it's animals attack it, and it falls apart. My Zayda, the Kuzum Mensch, he once was digging in the field, and he found this statue. So he decided, why should I spend Kaychas the money? I'll use this statue. He put up the statue on the field. And the king mamas is going to earth and cave. But this farmer is so much sugar from the cover, he doesn't realize. And the king surveys us and says, tell me something. What else did you raise the farm? King, dear the king, I can't tell you this. You have to keep all the king. Keep secrets from you. My Zayda, he was so smart. I can't even begin to tell you what he did. We have different animals, Hazayim, that, you know, the way it goes is that they swim around in like a pail. And after they have their fucking digging, you make a wooden pail today, tomorrow it's broken and it's leaking. Well, my Zayda, when he was digging, in that same place, he found this old rusty pail. It was so full of mud and dirt. He said, you know, why should I throw it out? I'll use it. I'll let the behemoths swim around in it. And I'll save so much kaychas, so much money. The king mamish is going away from this pilot. And he goes, but what else? What else did he find? Yeah, I'll tell you, Nachman. The way we have to run the field is, you have to spread the devil. I don't want to type devil in English, but everybody knows what it is in summer. You have to spread the devil onto the field. You take the stick today, and you start doing it, and it hits the stone, and it cracks. My Zayda, he found in that same dump box, he found it as Ashtekin. It's so strong, what do you do with it? So he decided he'll use that to spread the devil. And the king goes, Shaita Vadivis. The king said, let me tell you now about my Zayda. The king mamas is the chiyas neyoi. So shayta v'dubin. Let me show you something. And he goes over to the scarecrow, and he starts scratching on it. And also it starts to shine, a lichtige mamas like gold, and it's shining. He goes, shayta v'dubin. You know what you have here? Do you realize what you missed, what you used, or better yet, you misused? My Zayda was the king from Kamata Gansavel. He was a melech v'kipas. Abelaide, he had shver tzaiten. He had a revolution in Ramalucha. He had to run away. So he took the most precious things, the three most precious things that he owned, and he hid them so nobody should find them. And these are the things you used. My Zayda, in the front of his palace, he had a gewaldige monument, a statue, that anybody who came into his malucha, to his palace, would bow down to that. That was a picture of the melech himself. And that was the greatest covet as a man gives the melech. And what do you use this for? Use it as a scarecrow? And my Zayda, every year, on the day that he became melech, he made a gewaldige gesuya, the chosar of avodah. And the biggest covet a person could get, is if the melech v'chvoidi v'atmoi would chef a cup of wine out of his gewalt, the big keli, and give it to you. And you took that keli and used it for zelech v'behema. And my Zayda, when he had to say a judgment, with that shtekin, that was a shavat hazor. That was mamish shvitz melucha. And a person came to him with a shayla, l'chayim, a modest. If the melech would go, Azoy would be the mothers, Azoy would be the chayim. And you used it. The devil. Chayim v'noira. The emphasis is this much state in Chazal, for Gantan Ander in you. But Icha Mesfoda ben Toshit, when you see from Chazal, like a Moridik of the hair, a person can have the most choshev of things, the most valuable things, and when he makes them is from gold, machte, philosophy. When you get clarence, what's the most chashuv thing that a person has? from all Zayin Azakim, what's the most chashuva thing, Rabbi Tzai? The most chashuva thing is a person's ziva, is a person's peh. The Gaon states in the Geras Hagra, the peh is Kodesh Kedoshim. Therefore, Zachish can hezbo. I mean, the title, what a mouth is, what ziva is, that's possibly not be masbid. Gan to Torah, Gan to Tefillah, the Altamad, our mitzvah is totally in peh. Obiyemis is nachat zachabes. It's nachat deher in what the Kodesh Kedoshim of peh is. And that's how much chesed, how much atava, and how much good Christ a person gives nachayi with a bifula of a viva, with a bifula from thy moil, how much simcha, how much nachas ruach, how much gewaldig feeling a person gives nachayi with nachas viva, with only a word. A bacha, sometimes you see, a bacha has problems, forget them on shver. And the Bacha Mamas is plotting from Torah. All he needs is a few words. All he needs to stop my race from Blocka is a few words. Chazal say, Daigi Bilad Bilavish, Yashchena, Yash Chazal, Yashchena Lachayim. Amol Amenja Toy Sahat and Achayim. That is the best in medicine. That's the best in Rafua. That's what a diva ketuai. You see a bacha shlach, a bacha going around. He's almost like, go to him. What's bothering him? Maybe I can help you. And mamas come out all the time. The kamen shnach had my help him. The person is worried about certain things. Come this way. What are you worrying about? I say, ah, I had the same thing. It's a pashtus, and don't worry. I'm good. And thus, mamas with Chazal typed up. That's chayim b'yan aloshen. A man can get banach a man's mamas chiyus, mamas life. Simcha. With what? With not just a few words. That's the path Kodesh Kedoshim. Then it's looking swarm a little bit. The Alta has a Gevalt and Shmuzin about it. The Tachos of every man of Israel is to be nice to go El Chaveri. The Tachos means to help Nachayim. You're looking at Chatzel, you're looking at all his Talmidim, 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 Abel Yatian, they all go down the halach. Them is a rachas, is a medrash. I don't want to go to the tariqas now. But pashas, every person of devil is the nice of oil and chaveru to make life to nachayim, to make a little more gishmak nachayim. And you think about chesed, and I'm telling you, klar, you could believe me. This, what a good word to do is all the money in the world can do. What a varma word, what a chizik. What a little heart, what a little concern that somebody shows, this all the money in the world can't do it. We know each person in his own life, he knows he has tzvera, something is bothering him. How yet about them get out of it with our birth, with our pat on the back, whatever it is. Of the midos of the mercy of the divine blessing. And what a word could do is a way saying nothing else could do. Not all the money in the world. And then it's the 90th of the first Gemara. One of the Vasa that says, Ka noisen pruta la oni, a man gives a pruta for an our man, mit barach b'sheis brachas. Da am a feisoi, if somebody's a feis an oni, if he told him a good word, a kind word, he told him that he's a feis him, just don't worry, it's done good, it's mit barach b'yur ala brachas. And Toit is up to an our, this said in this Baruch B'Yal's Brachas, even if he doesn't give him a pruta. When you give a pruta, the Sheis Brachas. But the Vaisa B'Dvorim, even if you don't give a pruta, you don't give a penny. But our poor Verta, that's Baruch B'Yal's Brachas. Because the word goes a lot, much, much further than all the guilt and all the prayers that a person can give. Rabbi Yochim and Dan Seif and the Chayla Gimel, right, the Valdig Elashim, that's because I push it to remember this. And he writes about a person, and the Zahal Lashim, Halei Oymed V'Tzeveach Yekuvia, every person, Dr. Rabbi Yochim, is standing and he's crying like a baby, Kol Minei Tzvachoy, with Allah Minei Gishrei, Herech V'Hechshev, Herech means, shock me up, right, give me a little chashivet, Look at me right, look at me the right to see this. Al tivaycheni utivazeni, don't be mavazeni. Haker et zivor. Rechadach amayna zeretach. Rav Yochum, my Rebbe once, when I was going to the town of Rav Yochum, once told me, Rav Yochum at Tashtanin mention. And these three words, you see how he types up a person. Every person, because of the Adgodo, no matter how great he is, of every person, how much he gains from the end of Malach HaVarz, from a compliment, from a chizik. A palm always speaks about this Indian, and he says, Allah Shem Tehuiz, I'll never forget, he goes, Hakol Aniyim Eitel Kavod. Every person is an Ani when it comes to Kavod. He never has enough. And he wasn't joking, it's a Messiah. People, especially today, it's such a Mesugan Avel, and people have all their own little pekula. A Moshe got a right in the Sefer Allah HaZad. But today, people are more nervous, and they have more problems. And they're the Messiah. And with all the money that in the world you can't do waste, you could waste it a good word. And the emphasis are stated, when a person thinks about it, he goes, a good word, you're right. It's a Kleinigkeit, an Narrigkeit. The truth is, you're right. It's a Kleinigkeit until you need it yourself. And once you need it, and once you need a little bit of tarocha, and somebody mocks with you, then for this is 9-11. You look at it, forget him to claim it. Oh, but once you're in the master, when you need epitachizik, then that klinikite becomes chiyas. That becomes chiyas. I once heard from Rakun Zangazan, the Emmet of Kun Zavad Ishnaman, but I couldn't believe it, Pater Azam Maitre. And then I was in Lakewood Minyan, they had a Masiba, and I heard the same Maitre. Somebody was being a Shas Maitre. Rabbi and Tayyidua lived in Sayyidim from Borough Park. And he would travel to Lakewood, whatever, he has to a week, and he would go and be in the Shiva and come home. He was once traveling to Lakewood with his driver. I heard from the driver who was driving Rabbi. And Rabbi Chapta Kamil, it was a half hour after he started out, he forgot something. He has to go back. The driver said, Rebbe, that's a Lakewood. I'll pull up the house. I'll ask Rebbe to send it. There's plenty of Talmidim. It's a half hour, it's going to take a half hour in, half hour today. What's up with it? Staff of Lenin. Okay. The driver took a van back. And the driver's swatting. A baron with a kleiser was on his ganze. Ganze kleiser on his head. A baron, an hour of time was not. My mom was a kleiser. What is that grace is after a baron can't ask somebody to do something? So he gets to the house and goes, okay, Rebbe, I'll go up and I'll get it. Tell me what you need. A safe for this. So the driver is mamish platform. And he tries to be a follower of Aaron to see what that race is after. Maybe it's a race that's just a claw you throw, a total claw you throw. He goes up and he follows up Aaron to step. He was in a apartment building then. Aaron knocks on the door. Everything comes out. He goes, a good morning. She says, good morning. And he closes the door and he leaves. The driver, he didn't know if he should tell Aaron, he was watching. Oh, but the mice is going to go back to Lakewood. I have to go back in for the grace of that. So, I'm sure the devil's suggesting the grace of that. Look at that. Look at the The Baron of Waitai, because Pashtana was a little from Lenin is, a Sach Mephonon, the book in the scroll, you'll see. Or the more that Baron knew what a minute of prayer is, or the Pashtana was a horse is. He knew the Kayach of a word of a good morning. A Baal of Tuvus, ganz good was Teir is. Oh, but he knew also that was a work in Oizkan. That's the Hakol and Yemek of Kavit. That every person needs a Chizek Amal. Every person needs a little Harachot, to be Marachim, Hakshe Oizzi, Hake as the Varag. That's the Gevaldi Gekoya of Achayim Diyan HaLoshim. That's the head of the pasuk. Let's see, have a bracha like he was from, and he decided he's mamish, he's bimis with chazik, and he wants to definitely do something. So you can have two brachim to look at this and have different reactions. One bracha is saying, ooh, listen, I see everything. Let me just go back. It looks kabbalic. I can see him. He's mamish. You have only the right. Give him chizik. Whatever. Give him chizik. He's down for Aber es kommt dann nach. And it's got a little bit thinner, a little bit thinner, whatever it is. Und er macht das Avitz, er macht das Häusik. In the same matzif, in the same matzif when it's thinking about a bit of chiyas, instead of giving the person what he needs, that maybe will make him into a bigger Ben Torah, he takes the same koyach adibur and he uses it, Rachman Olsan, for Mavis. That's the shot in the and you better can have 100 Mishal on Mazal. Oh, but that's the shot in the pasuk. The pasuk is not just saying a statement, Achayim, Amalas, Biyar, Aloshin. The pasuk is about Kotzer. Shoyim, Amalas, Kertzer. And it was Achayim, Amalas, Biyar, Aloshin. In the Zelva Loshin, in the Zelva Dibur, a person can be Zoycha, Rachman Olsan, to Mavis. Over the Zelda Diva, Zayn Chiyas, Zayn Chavis Chiyas. Why do people misuse the Kayach Diva? People that misuse the Kayach Diva are like Yenav Narish Apoya. That they were so smart. What's up with the scarecrow? It's for the field. And this is for the behemoth. And that's for the devil. But you understand what the Zach is. If you don't realize the Kayach Diva, can we say, Zoi Narish, begin a prayer, begin a Narish a prayer. That's the Shah and the Fasik. Spelling off by Klotzer in Mishlei. Hamadas Vachayim Biyan Haloshim. If there's so much Chiyas, if there's so much Geschmack, it's such a great, so many mitzvahs you can do with a Lediver, why use it for Narish Kent? Why not take advantage of the Gevaldo Kayach Diva? And then it's the same as the other Shah and the Fasik. The pasuk is yes, basic and master is chayav, who the shayin chachamim marfei. The daiti the pasuk is saying, telling us nachatika there. In the zelva diva, that yes, basic and master is chayav, that a shav bot can stochen and can hagen like he spoke last week. Of the zelva diva could be the shayin chachamim marfei. Because we are a fool for nachayid. Nachayid tracks if he has a tzara to go to him. Help him out. Nois of all chavayas that will tackle us. That's the task of 11. I went to it with my Sefer Bar. They were talking about this in the Shlach of the Chassim. And they said something which made a Roshim and me forever. But this person that they're talking about, who's a Rinifta, his Mahalach HaChayim was a few words. And this is the Mahalach of I say. Of Nit Yenim, was Dachman Levin. And it made such a Roshim and me. That other type, in those few words, the ganzer of Yochum, the ganzer of Chaskel, the ganzer of Alpha Kelly, the ganzer of Eliyapian, of Noise of Al-Khazeo. If you're not thinking of Yenim, if you're not thinking how to make life of a Yenim 11, if you're not thinking to make Yenim was the Simcha, or Nacha Shmeichel, what's after 11? To meet Zayin Nachayim. That's how you came up the veld. The boys engaged in Kayach Adiba for what? For the mothers be out of Lashin? Did we get both the baskets fired? A farmer spoke about the need of Diva, and he got it, not this type, it's the Sharif of Zachim. And once he got very angry, he said, a mensch, is that a mensch, a Zatan Rachagid? And ich frag, he said, what are the mamas chavei leide from their bracha? What are the ganze gizel bonum of their bracha? That he should go to and say in Rachagid? That's the craft of mamas we are a Lashem. Oh, but the Maisa last week spoke about that. I want to go to the second hand. The Chayim Biyar HaLashem. To see how much chiyas, but this will come out with the koyach adiba. Last week somebody came over, he had a specimen, and he gave me nachas, and I want to share it to the audience because I think it was a limit also. He told me he was in Woodridge by a doctor's office, and somebody was there, a mother, that had a boy, a bacha in Ashraga, and she told him, you know, my son came to Ashraga, he was a new bacha, he didn't know anybody in the ganze bacha, and he was totally lost. And somebody came over to him with a shalom aleichem and told him a few words of this. I don't know what she said. A few mamis, a few kleinikaris. And I think Adam Chavrusa, I don't remember what it was. And mamis now, he's sitting and learning about smugga. And I wish I could find that boy to thank him for what he did. It was mamis mechaye, my son. The boy said, that's the chayim biyah haloshim. A new bracha comes into a makam. If a state is very umetif and you feel very out of place. And a moment of shalom aleichem. Can we gather him what you can't give him? It's called Hind the Alma. You make him feel at home. And I'm not talking about closing the Gemara and taking him for a walk down the road. Plus, it's on the way to lunch. And you're walking here, you're walking there. Let him feel that he belongs here. And I found that Hashem, this Avos Avnosim, Pes Gimel says, Hamakabel et chaveir b'seiv apanim yofay. If somebody's makabel chaveir mitashmeichel, seiv apanim yofay, that means yovel. And you're makabel with him. And you work for him, and you give him guilt, and you give him whatever he needs. Mama, for weeks, your mama's become his nurse, and his doctor, and his father, and his mother. And one day you wake up, and he's not there anymore. You think he'll come back next week, he must have left a note. And you don't see from him again. You don't hear from him, you don't see him again. You think, is there any a bigger chutzpah in the world? What should be the mishnah for Zal Man Shabbat? What should happen to that person? And then I think to myself, that's us. I mean, me at least. That's me. A person comes into this world, out garnish. He has just a bunch of diapers, all he has. And parents put in 11 from Harvanya, from Geld, from Koiches, from Agnes Nefesh, from nights, from days. They're not Messiah Das from him. They don't leave him alone for a minute. Whatever they have, they give to the kinder. And then a person ever thinks, maybe he should thank his parents. Hashit, I'm not saying to make a big dinner and honor them, or to give them a plaque and award. Hashit, men to hakaras atos. Think how much you owe a parent for this for you, how much hakaras atos there is. 11 of hakaras atos is not enough to thank parents. 11, not much 11. And this is mamish the chayim b'yad haloshen. This is what the Messiah Melech meant to chayim b'yad haloshen. Parents are not babies, they don't need to thank you. But they want to know that they're doing something in the world, that they appreciate it. The grass is sour, I once said this. A person does something and he doesn't have tzipat ha'nefesh. That's what them is the longest shmooze that you see that in the Mitzrayim is going to have. Oh, but that's them, and I'm fine for that now. Oh, but the grass is sour, a person can have. If he works and works and he has no tzipat ha'nefesh. Parents put in 11 from 11. What can I say better? And if they don't see it, the child is yeah happy, he's not happy. If there's no dechayim b'yahalashim, the mamis they go around never knowing if they're ever doing something in the world. And the person goes and says, you know, I appreciate what you do for me, I appreciate it, I'm gaining from it, I'm losing it out. But that is kind of mamis, he's kind of chiyuv. Fazich, he kind of ayenim. Once by Levaya, but and a child was a grown man, but he's the son of a nista. Who had gevained? Says, and Tatarich, Betich Mechila, I didn't give you enough covet b'chayecha, I didn't give you enough hakaras atayv. And I thought to myself, I'm sure the father's Meichel. Father's a chagutta. But is he Meichel himself? Could he be Meichel himself? You had a gun to Lebin to show hakaras atayv. You had a gun to Lebin to give your father a little chiyus, a little mechayin afashit. You had a gun to Lebin to show you appreciation, to show you hakaras atayv. And now you wake up? You wake up to ask Mechila? Now find the father's Meichelim. Could you be Meichel yourself? The father has to go on a gun to Lebin, I hear words from the son, and then perish later by Levayel here. Thus is the chesed. Thus is that perish. Where's the poitachim from Elterim? They put in a gun to Lebin. And with the word, with one word, with a few words, that's when Yesh Kain Lom Rishach. That's when the kind of grace is offered. The father goes to work during the summer, during the winter, the traffic. And I say, chodsh, my dunish taiten, he appreciates what I'm doing. I have the seat of an effort that I'm doing something in Lebanon. Don't they deserve it? Achut zakarat atoy, achut zakibit of aim. But where's the shilis of the grace of Kodesh HaKadoshim, of the pair Kodesh HaKadoshim? Where's the chashivas of Avoret? Where's the chashivas of Mephaisei B'dvarim, of Yashchaim B'Yahaloshim? And then we have a bunch of Mumma Shalom. Of the Bemis, that's the Yisoid. Chesed, if Bemis is so much not Mukbut Limit HaTayah, a person with a grasp the Masvin in the veld. Of all these Chassadim that we just mentioned, are without Bikul Tayah, without Bikul Tefillah. And I think that's the Shachri Gemara, what is already mentioned in the beginning. Avada, I'm not going to tie to Bechayim and Chayim and Zaveyus. Of the Gemara is up, that if you talk him, that you learn a gun to Lebin, but there's a tiny of Chesed. Why was it fear? It's all these chassadim. All these chassadim we mentioned, then a chassadim without Bikul Torah. And that was a tefillah. And that is, that's a, the fact of Ben Torah. We have, we live with other people, we're in yeshiva. There's so much you could tuay for the ziva. There's so much you could tuay with a vessel with a lashim, with the chayim biyar lashim. There's so much in the chayim chamim arpe. Why don't we look to Roy? Rav Chaim Vital, our family says from Chaim Vital, that Rav Chaim Vital writes in the Sefer, a person is all dug in oily. So over like yoyim, but like the Torah or belief chesed. Rav Chaim says to the Torah, to believe Torah daf in the Zogin. Or the F daf in the Zogin, a person from belief chesed. To go to nursing homes or to hospitals, that's not a geshef. For them, that's not a hefer. Or the chesed, or the chesed of diva, of being nice to all chaveyoy, of trachtens, not a word for yenem, not a chizik, for the elders, for the rebbe, for the cook, whoever does for you a chesed, to give a little bit chiyah. That's the nice of all chaveyoy. That's the chiyah we all have. And then it's, we have to have trachtya when I'm old. And if this is our tachlis, we have to say oily. If we have a day without chesed, chas v'shalom, then we start tashkin. And maybe the eighth is taka tonight to make a kabbalah. Once a day, to do chesed b'diva. At least make an effort that b'davka, not if b'davka. I'm going to give that, I don't mean giving tzedakah in the morning, that's not chesed what I mean. I mean the chesed b'fayt of b'dvarim. And you'll see how much tzitzar and nefesh you'll have for yourself, how much you'll give for yenem machir, how much yenem will have a gishmak. You'll see what it means to b'fayt of b'dvarim. People, until you hear it, you don't realize it. But I got to love it, the Shvacha Bocha, with the Elfin Yavar, and all the grandmother. Choosing grandparents like banks. They have to send you money and then I go to talk. Writing a letter to Chazan Tachazan. You know how much chizik they get from it? You don't want to take the time from learning? In between my meals, in between courses, there's plenty of time. Or if a person goes to the Chazan, or that his Yenem is Tevayach, he's Krubia, Herach, or he's Hechshev, or he's they'll find plenty of good Leganites. They'll find plenty of Yechalus of Chazan without Bethel Karya. And the right side, this transition of the word Zaycha, that's really answer. So the eighth, like the Chavetz Chaim said, if the Chorban HaBayis came because of Sin HaChinim, then the Bayis will be revealed to Ezra Hashem because of Ahav HaChinim. That's the Elzach of this Chinim. I mean, it's not just to think that the Abayah, the Heilig Abayah, and Chani Ben Chajin, with all the grace of grace to Torah, they were punished because they weren't Oisik and Chesed. And not only on them, maybe it's on us also. We have to think oily. Maybe a day went by without chesed, maybe it's a tiny of me. It's not Bittul Torah. It's between the Torah and after the Torah, of it's all verse. It's all words. It doesn't cost any Torah. And if you see how that feels, like a hidden of Tanayim and Arayim, so what should we say? Let's make this effort. Once a day, and I'm telling you, it's contagious. Once a day, or go twice a day, and start thinking from Yenem, you'll see it so many times, it's such a good legenheit. With Yedin Tritz and Schmidt, unbittle Torah, unbittle Zman, unbittle Tfilah, unbittle Geld. That's the Gavaldiga Koyach of Dibur. Let's realize what the Koyach of Dibur is. Let's realize that this is our Koyach of the Russian. Let's listen to it properly. And Taki, if we have this in you, we have a chesed, and we have the Abshach of the Chantzayim, like the Ez Hashem, the Korah, the Korah, the Zayach of the Melech HaMashiach, the Amen, Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.